This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. I had a chance to catch up with CHS Shipman Energy Manager Brent Phelps, or better known as Phelpsy. We discussed the recent merge of their energy division, their new propane tank, and the market trends. Phelpsy says the merge was a positive change for CHS.
CHS Shipman was extremely strong in the refined fuels and lubes business, and CHS Carrollton was really strong in the propane business. And because we are CHS, it was a good idea to bring the propane business and the refine business under one business unit. So it's been a positive, really. Jerry Barnett heads up my propane division over there. And, of course, I run the refined fuel division out of Shipman. And it's been good. It's been a change, but it's been for the positive. We wanted to bring propane to our southern trade territory, and they really wanted to bring more of our refined business to our northern trade territory and more of our western trade territory, the Jerseyville, Greenfield area, as well as the Louder area. And so we've got the trucks, we've got the capacity, we've got a massive bulk plant, and strategically putting propane tanks in those trade territories is helping us really bring the full energy package to the consumer and to the grower. So it's been a positive.
One of the new propane tanks has recently been added to their Route 140 location.
That's been a good deal for us. We've picked up quite a bit of business down in that Greenville, Madison County, Bond County area. And logistically for us to move propane as fast as we'd like to move it, we needed a 30,000-gallon tank at that location. So we started that project about a month ago, and it's just about completed. I think they put the paint on it day before yesterday. So that's going to give us the ability to move dryer gas as well as homeowner gas faster to the consumer. You know, in the propane world, CHS, there are a lot of players in the propane business, and at CHS, they are the player in the propane business, and we move a lot of propane. And we're pretty efficient at it, and efficiency is kind of the name of the game, especially with these guys with continuous flow dryers and homeowners. And it's been a real positive to have that tank down there. And we've got a lot of other tanks, big tanks, strategically placed throughout our trade territory that helps us be super efficient. Customer calls in, they get what they want when they need it.
Although it's tough to predict, Phelpsy expects the propane market to remain fairly stable, and he does not foresee drastic changes in price.
Well, I don't see a lot of, you know, this is a tough subject to talk about, because no sooner do you say something and then something changes globally, and then you then tend to go, well, you don't know what he's talking about.
Sure.
But, you know, I see the propane market to be relatively stable, and it's going to follow the oil market. I mean, that's inherently what it does. Now, in this particular trade territory, the drying is pretty much all but ceased. You know, I farm too, and so the corn we're shelling is coming out of the field at 14. Well, there's no need to put some gas to it. Now, are the propane prices relatively reasonable? Sure. I mean, anytime you can buy propane for less than a buck, you know, that's a good thing. So I don't see a lot of movement in that. And I think we've got enough supply built up that I don't think we're going to see it be totally volatile. And I don't think we're going to see $1.50 propane by any means. You know, I think it's going to remain relatively stable. And I think you're going to see rack gas hang in that, you know, 60, 70, 80 cent range, you know, and I think it's going to be available to the consumer for around a buck, a little over a buck in those areas.
Once again, that report was from Phelpsy, the energy manager for CHS Shipman. Be sure to join us again Saturday during the Noon Farm Show to hear my full interview with Phelpsy. We'll be back with more after these messages. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a series of fact sheets illustrating how the newly reached Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement can boost the U.S. ag industry. The fact sheets show how each state and individual commodities stand to benefit from increased ag trade with the 11 other countries. The fact sheet for Illinois listed our state's top five ag exports as soybeans, feeds and fodder, corn, soybean meal, and pork. The annual value of Illinois ag exports was listed as $8 billion, and 60,600 jobs in the state are supported by the ag exports. President of the United States Barack Obama met with USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday to start work on gathering support to pass the TPP through Congress. Negotiations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal were finalized in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend. Since the announcement on Monday, many ag groups have expressed optimism and support for the deal that should provide an increase in agricultural exports. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, however, have expressed concerns about the agreement. While speaking to farm broadcaster Tom Stever, the president said there is also bipartisan support for the TPP.
How do you feel about that support, and do you think it's going to be enough to get this over the top as far as Congress is concerned?
Well, one of the great things about the American farm community is that it's in every state, and it represents districts that are both Republican predominant and Democratic predominant, and that's why typically you get strong bipartisan support for farm legislation. And I think that if the agricultural community is strong and pushing on this issue, that will be an enormous base from which we can get this thing passed.
President Obama also says with a growing market in the Asia-Pacific region, it's vital that America enters and gains full access to that market now.
This is going to be a boon for American farmers and ranchers for not just a year from now or 2 years from now, but for the next decade, the next two decades. These are massive markets, and they're growing fast.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is working on fact sheets for lawmakers on the benefits of the TPP deal for agriculture to go along with fact sheets for key agriculture-producing states. And as I mentioned already, some of those fact sheets have already been released. Vilsack says he intends to work with Congress throughout the process.
Inquiring of them what their interests, what their concerns are, what they're hearing from their constituents, and making sure that they get the facts, get the right information. I think the fact that we have so many of the ag groups already positively indicating their support for this, the beef folks, the pork folks, the poultry folks, the horticulture, the soybeans and corn, the wheat producers, the cotton producers. I mean, it's across the board, people seeing the benefits of this. And I think we just have to continue to do education and continue to provide the information, because people will be able to see what I see, which is that this is an historic opportunity for ag.
The White House is expected to send Congress a formal notice of intent to sign the agreement yet this week, which will start the 90-day waiting period. Congress will have 30 days to privately view the trade agreement before the details are made public for 60 days. Following that, the U.S. International Trade Commission will have up to 105 days to complete an economic review. Finally, Congress will have up to 90 days to pass or strike down the trade agreement. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.